views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM. All About Real Estate is sponsored by Margaret Rome on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. It's time now for All About Real Estate on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Now, here's your host, Margaret Rome.
Good afternoon from Baltimore. This is Margaret Rome. We are broadcasting live. If you've got any questions about real estate, you want to talk about anything, questions, you've been in a transaction, you're getting out of a transaction, you're looking for a home, you found a home, any kind of thing that you would think would be interesting for the audience to hear about, as long as it's about real estate. If you want to call us, our call-in number is 410-922-6680, and we are taking your calls right now. I need a house. I need a house immediately. As you know, I'm a real estate broker. I am representing some very, very motivated buyers. They are in search of a very special home. If you're thinking about selling your home, the house that I'm about to describe fits what you may have or that you're thinking about selling or you know of somebody, please call me right away. Or if you know the real estate agent, have the real estate agent call me. But here are some of the things that I need. I need a large home. It's for a blended family that is one, two, three, minimum five adults. We need a minimum of five bedrooms, each with access to their own bedroom and bathroom. We need a spacious kitchen designed for hosting and entertaining. We need a garage, preferably more than a two-car garage. And all of these are our desires. If one or two of these features are missing, we certainly will still take a look at it. Location, we're kind of open. We want it in a quiet setting, away from heavy traffic, but we still need it to be convenient to major highways like 695 and 795. Inside, we want high ceilings. We want an abundance of natural light. We want an open floor plan that flows with the house. The outside, we're looking for a nice yard. Ideally, it would have a pool or it would have enough space for a pool, office space. We need at least two private office spaces in addition to those bedrooms to cater to work-at-home needs. Utilities, we prefer that the home be connected to public water and sewer. We are willing to compromise on that. And we're looking for a fun and inviting environment that incorporates in this living space spaces for crafting, for games, for backyard entertainment. It's really important that the home is pet-friendly, well-maintained, and equipped with modern infrastructure. We specifically are seeking a home that does not have outdated systems, even if they seem to be working properly. We're not looking to move in and replace big systems. We are prepared for an immediate settlement. Our financing is in place. We could go as quickly as 2 weeks, 4 weeks, or we could wait a month or two. If you have a home that would meet these needs, you have a home that's big enough to be shared, please give me a call. These buyers are ready to go right now. And as I said, financing is in place. And if you're working with a real estate agent, or if you're a real estate agent that knows of this type of property right now, if it's on the multiple list, we know them all, unless you just came on in the last 10 minutes. If you're thinking about selling, if you know someone who is, we've got qualified buyers that can go immediately, and we're talking about a price under $1 million. I would say between $750,000 and $900,000 if you've got that property. And I have a property that is coming on the market soon that I'm very excited about. No one knows about it yet. It is a mid-century modern rancher. It is immaculate. It has been totally updated with just about every feature that you could imagine. It's in move-in condition. It's got 5 bedrooms. It's got 3+ bathrooms. It's sitting on over 1.5 acres. There's a fireplace. And the grounds, the landscaping of this place is just absolutely beautiful. And another feature to this home is that it does have a beautiful in-ground pool. So this is one that's got a rancher, plenty of room in it, huge deck in the back off the living room, dining room, 1.5 acres, move-in condition, mid-century modern. If you're thinking that you would like a mid-century modern in the Stevenson area, this should be on in the next few weeks. Give me a call. Again, you can reach me after the show at 410-530-2400. Another home that I have on the market that I am quite excited about. Those of you who listen to me know that I do take on some unusual properties, and I think that's what I really love about it. No two homes alike, no two buyers are alike, no two sellers are alike, but this one is very, very unique. It is a very small home. It is probably the best cared for, the best maintained, the most updated of any property I've ever seen, because almost everything inside is handcrafted by the owner, who has an architectural background. This is a small house, as I said. It is a 1.5-story stone cottage. It has hardwood floors that are perfect because they've all been redone. When I say redone, I don't mean just refinished. I mean lifted up and made so that there are no spaces between it. Perfection for an 80-year-old property. It is in a neighborhood. There is an entrance foyer. There are, on these hardwood floors, they look like they could be carpets visually, but they're actually stencils, which are very unique. They also are completely hand-done. There is a stone fireplace with a natural dining room, hallway. The new bathroom is not big, but it has everything that you need, a tub, a toto toilet, the whole nine yards. Again, it's a 2-bedroom, 1-bath. The systems are all updated. Gas heat, central air, even has a whole house dehumidifier because it is a stone home. And if you know, if you go into a stone home in the basement, you need that. It has I think every inch of this home has been replaced from the metal roof. It's a turn tin roof, to all the sills, to the floors, to you name it, everything. If you're interested in a small, stone, exciting little home in the Cheswold, Mount Washington area, give me a call. I did have a showing this week, and the buyers and the agent were totally as enamored with this house, almost as I was. All of them said they've never seen a home that was in such perfect condition. So again, address of this home is 6240 Woodcrest. And again, that is in the Mount Washington Cheswold area, inside the Beltway, amongst a nice family neighborhood. If you're interested, give me a call. I don't think this is going to last long, but we just need to find the absolute right buyer. One of the people that I think could be perfect for this house is somebody who really is maybe an artist or has a background in architecture or a student in an architect, someone who would really appreciate the level of the way this home has been restored. So again, give me a call. I'll be happy to tell you all about it. Be happy to show you. Again, if you're working with a real estate agent, or if you are a real estate agent, go ahead and give me a call. I'll give you more information. If you want to see it, we will get you in. Another home that I have that is coming on the market that I've been talking about for a while that I'm extremely excited about. It was at one time a barn, like 25 or 30 years ago, it was a barn. And this home has been converted into a modern home. It still has the shape of a barn. It's sitting on over 2 acres. It's very private. It's very serene. It is a cul-de-sac, meaning it's not a through street, but you're within a minute from the highway. So even though you feel like you're isolated and out in the country, you're not. If you think you might be interested in living with this open concept of a barn with a two-car garage, with 24-foot ceilings, with the primary bedroom on the first floor, with an additional in-law suite that is 2 bedrooms, a full bathroom, laundry and kitchen, and private entrance, this house has it all. Again, very, very special home. Hoping to have this on the market in the next couple of weeks. If you're interested in living in a barn or home that was once a barn, that kind of rustic feeling, give me a call. Again, you can reach me after the show, 410-530-2400. And we are at that time. We're about to take a break. Again, you're listening to All About Real Estate. Our call-in number, 410-922-6680.
You're listening because you're either in the market to buy a home that's just right for you, or perhaps you'd like to sell your home. You might even be a real estate agent yourself looking for some pointers. Welcome, and please allow the owner of Home Rome Realty, Margaret Rome, to work directly with you and have your real estate transaction be highly pleasant and a positive life-changing experience. This former head nurse, ceramic artist, and talk show host has over 20 years' experience helping buyers and sellers make their real estate dreams come true. Margaret instinctively walks you through every step of the process without stress and has the entire buying or selling experience flow as smooth as possible. Margaret's also an author. Her book, Real Estate the Rome Way, made Trulia's top 10 list of real estate book publications. That alone speaks volumes. So if you're selling your home or looking to purchase the right home for you, Margaret Rome lives real estate and has proudly built a solid reputation for helping people buy or sell both typical and highly unique properties, all the while remaining one of the top realtors in the Baltimore area. You're listening to Margaret's weekly live call-in program, All About Real Estate, airing every Sunday at 12 noon here on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Feel free to view all of Margaret's property listings at homerome.com. That's H-O-M-E, ROME.com or call her cell phone at 410-530-2400. That's 410-530-2400.
Active Rain is all about real estate. Active Rain is the largest online social media group related to the real estate profession. It offers training, education, camaraderie, and marketing ideas to keep its members updated with industry trends. Our platform provides a space for realtors to write blogs, exchange experiences, and discuss all topics related to buying and selling your home. By connecting like-minded individuals passionate about real estate, Active Rain offers training, education, camaraderie, and marketing ideas to keep our members informed and up to date with industry trends. Active Rain is a community of real estate professionals who freely share their knowledge and expertise. Members can refer buyers or sellers to trusted real estate professionals nationwide. Members meet via Zoom weekly to discuss, brainstorm, problem solve, and share current topics. This radio show, All About Real Estate, also features Active Rain members sharing their real estate experiences, providing valuable insights and information. Active Rain is the best online resource for real estate professionals nationwide to exchange the latest news and updates in the industry. Go ahead and ask, is your realtor a member of Active Rain? For information on how to join Active Rain, call or email Margaret Rome, 410-530-2400 or mrome@homerome.com.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And now, more All About Real Estate with Margaret Rome on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Welcome back. This is Margaret Rome. Our call-in number 410-922-6680. We have a Danny on the line. Good afternoon, Danny. Danny, you're not there? Okay, let's go to the next caller. Can we take Laura? Good afternoon, Laura.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you fine. Thank you.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. I have a question for you.
Okay.
If you have someone in your family who is going to who's going to sell a home, and they have a disability, deaf and dumb, what would you help? How could we help them to sell their home or their services? And real estate agents who would help those who have these disabilities to sell their homes.
I think you need a real estate agent with some background who cares about people, who knows about people. And I don't think it would be that much different other than the way we would do our appointments. Obviously, you couldn't just ring the phone up. We'd have to find out how they communicate with technology or teletouch or any of these kinds of things. I think we'd need to really sit down and find out how we can help. And I think most caring real estate agents would know how to do this. Do you have somebody like this, and has it been a problem right now?
This would be in the future. It would be around the October time. We have a family member who wants to sell their home, and this is one of our concerns, and would love to be able to help her to sell the home. And I was just trying to get a little research into what I can do to help her.
I think it would be, I'm proud of you for doing that. Are they in the Maryland area?
No, ma'am. It is in a Pennsylvania state.
Okay. Then what I'd like to do for you when you get closer, even now, I'd like to go into my group of trusted real estate agents and see who I find, who I think would be the best fit. And I've got agents all over the country. If they were right here, I would be happy to help you. If it was in my neighborhood, I think those of us who have medical training, are sensitive, school teachers, kindergarten teachers. You need somebody who's got patience and somebody who knows exactly how to communicate with that person, how we're going to show it, when we're going to show it, how we're going to notify them, how we're going to, as I say, communicate. I love that you're asking this question. One of the topics that I was going to talk about today is making a home accessible, and I think that fits right in. I'm sure that your friend has to have special features in the house to know when somebody comes in, whether it's a flashing or a buzzing. They probably have special features for the phone, how they communicate that way. Give us some ideas of how they communicate now.
I would not be able to do that. I do not know what she has in her home.
Okay.
It was wrapped up in Pennsylvania, and I do not know. She is going to be moving to a different home in Pennsylvania. She is uprooting. She was in the home for 40 years. She was with her husband. Her husband was able to do the communication with the world. However, he has passed.
Oh.
And now she is by herself, so she's moving, and moving in with family members. So that house is going to have to be, that she's going to have to leave, that she's been there for 40 years, and she's very used to everything there, used to the environment, used to the community that's around her, and she's going to move to a different location. So it'll be a whole new start for her.
I just thought, Laura, of another situation that would work. Some time ago, maybe the last year or so, we had somebody on talking about senior move management. That might be the kind of person that would be able to help your friend. They can help coordinate all of that with also helping your friend clean the house out and move and stage it and get the right sources, because that's what a move manager would do. They would coordinate the electric and the cleaning and the movers and all of those things. She might do really, really well by having a real estate agent who also works with someone who is a move manager. That should make a really good team. In fact, possibly the communication could go through that move manager, and then they could convey it. Or maybe it's a neighbor someone in the neighborhood that can help. I think that you need somebody to coordinate all of these systems and all of these different ways to help this person. Obviously, she was very dependent on her husband, no longer available, I'm sorry to say. And I think she just needs somebody that is sensitive, familiar, knows about real estate, is in real estate, and also knows how to help somebody with this type of a disability.
That is wonderfully helpful. I appreciate that greatly. I can share that with my family.
Okay.
And that would be wonderful.
Okay. Do me a favor. If you can find out the area they're in, the city, state, I think you said Pennsylvania, but the area, zip code, and let me start doing some research to find an agent that I think would be compatible with that.
Yes, ma'am. I surely will.
Okay.
I surely will.
Perfect.
I know the town in which she lives. I do not have the zip available to me now. I did not know if you want me to have all that available to you at a later time.
Yeah, give me the zip now. Anything, because I may have people living in that area right now, agents that I know well that are listening to the show, agents from my Active Rain platform who you've heard me mention many times and is mentioned on the show, we have a huge network of all kinds of people to help when it has anything to do with real estate. So, yeah, go ahead and give me that zip code.
All right. The zip code I do not have, I have the, it's called Norristown, Pennsylvania.
Oh, I've heard of Okay. So right now, if anybody out there works the Norristown area, if you are a realtor, if you are a move manager, if you think that you would be able to help Laura's family member, give me a call after the show, 410-530-2400. And thank you, Laura, for thinking of me to find that person for your relative.
Oh, Miss Margaret, you are the person I would think of, no one else. I appreciate you greatly.
And you too. You have a great day. Okay, so since we were already, Laura started to talk about some type of a disability, let's stay on that topic. And I'm thinking, whenever you are thinking about building a new home, remodeling a home, updating a home, think about the accessibility possibilities. There are many of them that would not cost that much more to incorporate while you're already doing the buildings, the building and the construction. Think of an accessible home and who it really would help. It's not just for somebody who needs access for a wheelchair or walker. Think of the young mother. Think of struggling with strollers and baby carriages and active adults. Of the, how many people do you know that's had a sports injury or a knee replacement that really would benefit from having that accessibility? So when you're remodeling, think of things like making the entryway level. Think of making the doorways wider. Think of putting the light switches lower. Think of grab bars. These are not things that are going to take away from the house, but they are going to add to the house. And it's going to add to the quality of everyone's life there. Anyone can use these features, and those who need it more, it's even more convenient for. But investing in this accessible design, think about your house. What could you do to make your house right now accessible to a lot more people? Could you, if you have steps, could you put a chair glide in? Could you make one of the rooms on the first floor a bedroom if there's already a bathroom there? Could you put a ramp in that would allow somebody to easily get in? And it's not just about the accessible design and the investing in that. I think homeowners are creating a welcome space so that anybody can come in their house. And I think when you think far enough ahead of this, with this, I think that you're going to wind up in the future when you're thinking about resale, when you're thinking about will you gain money when you sell the house? I think these features more people are looking for. And this, as I said, it would just allow anyone and everyone access to a home. Any questions about that, give me a call. Anybody who's taken their home and made it accessible, or what are some creative ideas that you've done, we'd like to hear about it. And I'm excited. I do have a home that is a colonial, beautiful, immaculate colonial, 5 bedrooms, and it has these features in it. And it doesn't take away from the house at all. In fact, it just makes the house better. I showed it this weekend to a couple from out of town. They've got kids that live in town and grandkids, and they're looking for a home that would accommodate the whole family and entertain. And the best thing about this, or one of the really neat things about this home, is the fact that it has an elevator. So that makes the entire colonial accessible to everyone. That was a big, big selling point. And if you're thinking about a home, a five-bedroom home with an elevator, but with a modern open floor plan, huge, huge kitchen, sun porch with a screened-in sun porch, high ceilings, all of these things, hardwood floors, fireplace, two-car garage, give me a call. I think I might have your perfect home. And with that, I'm going to say it's time for us to take another break. You are listening to Margaret Rome, and our call-in number, 410-922-6680.
Whether buying or selling, let Margaret Rome, broker and owner of Home Rome Realty, make your real estate transaction one of the most pleasant experiences you might have. Margaret knows how to make every transaction as smooth as possible. A real estate author with her 2008 publication of Real Estate the Rome Way, a book that landed at the number 9 spot on Trulia's list of top 10 real estate books in 2008. Real Estate the Rome Way is the ultimate guidebook for anyone involved in a real estate transaction, including new agents and seasoned professionals. Margaret Rome knows real estate and has built a solid reputation as one of the top realtors in the Baltimore area. Listen to her weekly program, All About Real Estate, noon Sundays on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. View listings at homerome.com. Read her daily blog or call 410-530-2400.
Hey everybody, Charlie Kirk here. Insightful news, commentary, the best guests you can imagine. And also, we are diving deep into the issues that matter, the philosophy that is guiding the left, what you can do about it so we can fight to win. So join us every single day where we talk about why the Constitution is the greatest political document ever written, why America is the greatest nation ever to exist, and what the citizen can do to rise against the regime.
The Charlie Kirk Show, weeknights at 7 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Hartford County. It's time to listen to you, the listener. Go to WCBM.com and vote on WCBM's latest poll. It's fun, it's fast, and let us know what you want more of on WCBM.com. And now, more All About Real Estate with Margaret Rome on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Welcome back. What a neat day to be doing a radio show. Lots of people are calling in. A couple of people have tried to call in. Somehow we lost them. If you are trying to call in, try again. That phone number is 410-922-6680. If you can't get through, you can always reach me after the show at 410-530-2400. I want to tell you about a few more houses, and I've got lots of stuff to talk to you about, but let me get some of these houses in that, that's what I'm doing. I'm selling real estate. I want to help my buyers and help my sellers move into homes. I have a very nice house, a three-bedroom, two and a half bath. It's a split level. It's got a level front yard. It's got a big fenced backyard with a shed. It's got a new roof. It's got a new gas furnace. It's got updated air conditioning. It even has a generator, and it is ready for you to make an offer. What does it need? It needs some TLC. It needs some paint. It needs some carpeting. If you would like to save some money, get a good, solid house with all the major systems updated, and you want to be able to pick your own colors, your wall colors, your floor colors, refinish the hardwood floors. This is it. Let me give you the address. It's 3123 Betlow James Place. That zip code is 21207, and that house is under $400,000 for a three-bedroom, two-and-a-half bath, individual home with a big driveway that has the door to the kitchen right off the driveway. Very, very easy to get in and out of the house if you don't want to go through the front or back door. Again, 3123 Betlow James Place. Another property that I have is a co-op. You've heard me talk about co-ops. This is a co-op that's a studio. It has a balcony. It has wood floors, central air, of course, and air heat. It is in 11 Slade. It's on the sixth floor. If you're interested in a studio, you don't need a big place, then give me a call. You can reach me again after the show at 410-530-2400. I've told you about my mid-century that's coming on the market, and I think that's it that I've got for coming on the market right now. One of the things that I wanted to talk to you about, this is really more for talking to the real estate people. I mean, it serves the general public too. But one of the things I want to share with you is that whenever you are talking on the phone, whenever you are typing an email, whenever you are in on the internet or Facebook or any of these media, that you should think about it, that what you're saying, what you're writing can be seen and heard by people you may not want her to hear. And as a seasoned broker, I have shared this advice to some people. Some people say it sounds a little paranoid. Trust me, it is worth keeping in mind. It's something that I learned as a registered nurse. It fits in with any career. Whenever you're discussing real estate, consider that you might be on stage. Consider that everyone's got front row seats. Consider that the owners could be listening, whether through cameras or those listening devices. Think that possibly your broker may be listening. Think that maybe the real estate commission is listening, because honestly, they might be. So when you're sharing current transaction information, when you're talking to friends, when you're in a coffee shop, when you're at a restaurant, and you're sitting and you're sharing some of these real estate stories, please, please be careful. You don't know what ears are listening, and you can get yourself and your clients in a lot of trouble. You can actually destroy transactions with loose lips, or, you know, that saying, loose lips sink ships, because the public is always listening. You might think, well, that's a public service. Everybody's listening. It's just like when I'm talking on the show, I have to talk as though hopefully everybody's listening, but it could be the real estate commission. It could be my buyers. It could be my sellers. It could be my competitors. And what I try to say is anything that I'm saying, I would have no problem saying it to anybody. I have seen another situation that has come up where someone is talking on their cell phone to somebody else. Maybe it's in a transaction, and that other person doesn't completely hang up the phone, that the person on the other end is still listening to everything you're saying. Think about if you're in the middle of a negotiation, you've just talked to the other agent, and going back and forth with, does this stay, does that stay price-wise, et cetera. And then you come to a conclusion, and then you think the conversation is over. That other agent has not hung up their phone, and you can hear what they're thinking, what their buyer's thinking. Take heed, guys. People are listening. Be careful who you're talking with and where you're talking to. And I don't want to scare you, but again, I want to make you aware of it. And especially new agents, I don't want you to learn the hard way. We actually learned the hard way when I was in nursing. I will not go into that, but it made me aware of things that you don't talk about when your other people can hear. With that, we're going to take another break. This is Margaret Rome. You can reach me after the show at 410-530-2400.
You're listening because you're either in the market to buy a home that's just right for you, or perhaps you'd like to sell your home. You might even be a real estate agent yourself looking for some pointers. Welcome, and please allow the owner of Home Rome Realty, Margaret Rome, to work directly with you and have your real estate transaction be highly pleasant and a positive life-changing experience. This former head nurse, ceramic artist, and talk show host has over 20 years' experience helping buyers and sellers make their real estate dreams come true. Margaret instinctively walks you through every step of the process without stress and has the entire buying or selling experience flow as smooth as possible. Margaret's also an author. Her book, Real Estate the Rome Way, made Trulia's top 10 list of real estate book publications. That alone speaks volumes. So if you're selling your home or looking to purchase the right home for you, Margaret Rome lives real estate and has proudly built a solid reputation for helping people buy or sell both typical and highly unique properties, all the while remaining one of the top realtors in the Baltimore area. You're listening to Margaret's weekly live call-in program, All About Real Estate, airing every Sunday at 12 noon here on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Feel free to view all of Margaret's property listings at homerome.com. That's HOMERROME.com. Or call her cell phone at 410-530-2400. That's 410-530-2400.
Your grandkids have to lug around a backpack full of books. You just have to lug around your smartphone. A world of information right at your fingertips. Get the app now at WCBM.com. And now, more All About Real Estate with Margaret Rome on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Welcome back. This is Margaret Rome. We're getting toward the end of the show. You need to reach me afterwards, 410-530-2400. Thought I would share with some of you who are looking to rent or looking to buy a home that there are some scams out there, and it is serious. I just had one happen this week where I had a buyer, actually she was a renter, call me to say that she had seen an ad in Facebook or one of the online, and it was for an individual home, and the price was like $700 a month. Oh, she was ecstatic because it sounded like a perfect home. What had happened is someone out there takes properties that might be on the market, that might have a sign in front of them, and they run an ad saying that those homes are for rent. One of the things that's a telltale sign is when they don't give you their phone number, they say, send me your phone number. And from there, they are getting all of your information. I had one some years ago. Somebody fell for this. They were told it was an individual home, also one of my properties, an individual home that was for rent. It was like a 5-bedroom home, and it was for rent for like $750. And they were so excited. They got them to fill out lengthy information, their social security number, their children's names, their addresses, their license numbers. And the way they got it, they were saying, we want somebody to take care of our house. We have sick parents who have to go out of the country for treatment, and we want somebody that we can trust in their home. And what they do is they get these unsuspecting people feeling like they're doing a real favor and they're getting a real deal, and it is a scam. It's just not there. It's just not happening. Anytime you're thinking about listing a house, buying a house that's listed, or renting a property, please double check that it's not somebody saying to you, send me your phone number. Send me your phone number. Send me your email is a direct giveaway. They should have a phone number that you should be able to get to them immediately. So this is something that is happening. As I said, the person, I'm so thankful that she called yesterday and explained it. She said, I thought it was too good to be true. We talked about it. I said, if you could find a single family home anywhere in Baltimore County with several bedrooms and baths on an individual lot for $750, there's something going on. It's too good to be true. And I'm glad we had the conversation. I know I've brought this up before, probably should do some more shows on this, but I'm concerned that many of us are answering our phone and talking to people who sound so nice on the phone, but they are not out for your good. Be careful. Be careful. You should not be giving information to them. They should not be asking you for information. Keep that in mind. We will see you next week. This is Margaret Rome, All About Real Estate. My phone number after the show, 410-530-2400.
This is the right choice for Maryland. Talk Radio.